Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Father, thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, for your grace, love, and mercy. Thank you for your helps you have sent into our lives. Thank you, Lord, for your presence and power that is in our lives. Thank you for great grace, your great grace that is working in our lives, producing great results. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for the provision of the blood of Jesus, the provision of the death and resurrection of Jesus. We thank you for all the things we stand to gain through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for the blessings we have received from you in time past. Thank you for greater blessings you are about to release into our lives. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, because faith in you produces results. All we need is to believe in you, for you are a faithful God, and you always respond to our faith. Thank you, Lord. I ask, O Lord, that as we would be spending time with you in your presence right now to learn and to pray, I ask that you manifest your presence and power in this place. I ask, O Lord, that you touch your people and do your wonders in their lives. In the name of Jesus, I ask, Father, that as I would be speaking briefly on your word, let faith increase in the hearts of your people. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. We have started this program about 3 weeks ago. Yeah, and a lot of lives have been blessed. A lot of people have been touched and healed and revived by the power of God. Yeah, and today I decide to launch the program on Facebook as well. Yeah, and we will continue to have it on Facebook every Tuesday morning, 9 a.m. Nigerian time. Yeah, so I'm going to be speaking briefly on the topic, the works of darkness have been judged. The works of darkness have been judged. The works of darkness have been judged. Yeah. You might have been in situations where you feel like, when would this affliction of the enemy stop? You feel like, when would this pain stop? When would this attack from powers of darkness, from witchcraft realms, when would they stop? And maybe you are always praying and you keep saying, God, let this attack stop. Let this problem the enemy has brought into my life, let it stop. But you have been doing it the wrong way. Yeah, because the works of darkness have been judged. Yeah, so you're not supposed to be saying, God, let this attack stop, please. Let this problem the enemy is sending into my life, you're not supposed to be begging God and say, God, please let it stop. This pain, this problem, this sickness, this disease, this poverty, these limitations, the kingdom of darkness I've brought into my life, oh God, please let it stop. No, you're not supposed to be begging God concerning those things, because God already judged them. Yeah, I'm not saying that we should not ask God for deliverance or for helps or for interventions. Of course, God is still the one that would deliver you and help you. But the truth is that God already delivered you. God already have helped you. God already have blessed you. So all you need to do is to apply faith on what God have already done. Yeah, so the topic of my short teaching says, the works of darkness have been judged. So you have to see everything the devil is doing, you have to see them as already being judged. And that should be the basis of your prayer. That should be the strength of your faith. I was told of the story of a man of God who was having a visitation from Jesus, and Jesus was speaking to him, and even while Jesus was speaking to him, devil came and began to attack him. At that moment, while Jesus was speaking to him, devil also came and began to attack him. The attack was so intense, so serious. And the man looked at Jesus and said, Jesus, why are you not fighting the devil for me? You can see that I'm receiving revelations from you. And here is the devil attacking me at the same time. And the man was saying, Jesus, why are you not fighting devil for me? Why are you not fighting Satan for me? But do you know what Jesus said? Jesus said, well, I've already done everything for you to conquer Satan. So you are the one to exercise your authority. So I've already done my whole part. So why should I be fighting Satan for you? So immediately the eyes of that man of God opened and he took authority in the name of Jesus and decree destruction upon the devil and what the devil was doing against him. And instantly the devil ran away. Yeah, instantly he conquered because Jesus already have judged the works of darkness. Yeah. So we are not trying to win in this battle against darkness. We have already won. We have already won. We are not trying to win. We have already won Satan. We have already won all that is doing, which includes sicknesses and diseases. We have already conquered all the works of darkness because Jesus already judged them all. And so that is what I'll be talking about briefly. I'm going to talk about just 4 points. I'm going to mention 4 points under this topic. And after that, I will be praying for you for healing, for deliverance, and I'll be praying also on your water. Yeah, so if you're able to get a cup of water wherever you are now, or a bottle of water or sachet of water, just get it ready, because after the teaching I'll be praying that God use that water to do miracles in your body system and in your soul and in your spirit. Yeah. So the first point is sicknesses and diseases is not God's will for you. Sicknesses and diseases is not God's will for you. That is the truth. Now let us look at Acts of the Apostles, chapter 10, verse 38. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 10, verse 38. Acts chapter 10, verse 38. Some of you should know that scripture offhand. Acts chapter 10, verse 38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with Holy Ghost and with power. And then he went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Healing all that were oppressed of the devil. I want you to take note of that. Healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Now, this shows that sicknesses is equal to oppression. Oppression from the devil. Sicknesses is equal to oppression from the devil. So it's not, sicknesses or diseases are not a blessing from God, but oppression from the devil. So they are not the will of God for your life. You feel headache is not the will of God. There's a swelling on some parts of your body is not the will of God. You have hypertension is not the will of God. Diabetes is not the will of God. Cancer is not the will of God. So these things, they are from the devil. All of these sicknesses and diseases, they are of the devil, from the devil, and they are messengers of the devil. Devil send them into people's lives to take away their joy, their peace, their comfort, their happiness. Devil send these sicknesses and diseases into people's lives to even hurt their faith, to cripple their faith. I know of people who used to believe God. They used to believe God so much. But when they got sick and the sickness was taking long, the sickness was not going to leave their bodies, they began to lose faith in God. Some eventually begin to consult. They went to consult witch doctors, to consult traditional healers, people that use demonic powers to administer healing. So some went after the devil, seeking for solution to their health problems, because they felt, why should the sickness persist for so long? So the sickness eventually took away their faith and trust in God. So sicknesses and diseases, they are never the will of God, and they don't agree with the will of God. They don't work for the will of God. They are of the devil. And you must not agree with them because they are of the devil. You should not agree with sicknesses and diseases. Don't accept them in your life. Don't accept them in your life. Don't accept them in the lives of your children. Don't accept them in the lives of your spouse. Yeah, don't accept sicknesses and diseases. So immediately you cite them, we are going to also read from Matthew chapter 10. Matthew chapter 10, verse 7-8. Matthew 10, verse 7-8. This is Jesus sending the apostles to go and heal. Matthew chapter 10, verse 7-8. And as ye go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Verse 8, heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely ye have received, freely give. So if sickness and disease is in the will of God, why would Jesus tell the apostles to heal the sick, to cast out devils, to raise the dead, to cleanse the lepers? It shows that they are not the will of God for you. They are not the will of God for you. And Jesus wants to heal you. Jesus wants to heal you because he is not in agreement with the sickness in your body. Jesus is not in agreement with the disease in your body. Irrespective of whatever the doctor said about it, whether they say it's a normal thing for you to feel like this, you just need to manage it with drugs. Just keep managing the sickness with drugs. You know, this is a disease of old age. You know, once you reach age 40, age 45, you know, this kind of symptoms start appearing in your body system, and then the doctors begin to tell you that, you know, at this age, it is normal for you to feel like this, and for you to have this kind of diagnosis, and you know, I will just give you some drugs, and then you'll be taking the drugs, and you know, you'll be fine. Don't believe that. Don't agree with that, because it is not the will of God. Even if you are 70 or 80 years, it is not in the will of God that you should be nursing sicknesses and diseases, irrespective of your age. Don't agree with lies. Yeah, I'm moving to the second point. Remember, the first point was sicknesses and disease is not God's will for you. Now, the second point is victory over all the works of darkness will instantly put you in health. Victory over all the works of darkness will instantly put you in health. Immediately you have victory over the works of darkness, you will be in health. There is a lot of works of darkness. There's no time for me to be mentioning them. There is a lot that darkness does. There is a lot that darkness does, including the fear you feel in your mind. Every time you feel fearful, every time you feel fearful in your mind, it is a work of darkness. Every time you doubt the word of God, you doubt the integrity, the potency, and the infallibility of the word of God, it is a work of darkness. Yeah, and many more works of darkness, sicknesses, oppressions, slavery, they are all works of darkness. Sin is also works of darkness. Yeah, pride, hunger, bitterness, hatred, they are all works of darkness. So the moment you overcome all the works of darkness, be sure that you will be in health. Be sure that you will be in health. So you just begin to target all the works of darkness going on in your life and begin to pray, both the ones going on in your mind, both the ones going on in your environment. The moment you begin to get victorious over these works of darkness, your health will be perfect. Yeah, your health will be perfect. So divine healing is a product of victory, because we know the powers causing diseases and sicknesses. So if we defeat those powers, then we will not have sicknesses and diseases in our bodies. Yeah. There was a woman that has cancer. Yeah, serious cancer. And then she came for prayers in one church I was working with some time ago. Yeah, she came for prayer and immediately they were praying for her. A bird suddenly fell from the sky. A witchcraft bird suddenly fell from the sky and died. And that was how the woman got healed of cancer. So that bird was the creature behind the cancer. So immediately prayers were done on that woman. The bird, the demonic bird, died instantly. And the woman was healed of the cancer. So that is an example of how victory over the works of darkness and personalities of darkness and creatures of darkness, how they produce health instantly. Yeah, once you conquer darkness, you will be in health. Automatically, you'll be in health. Some of you, all you need to do is to conquer your fear, and instantly you will be in health. Some of you, all you need to do is to conquer your doubt, because doubt is part of the works of darkness. Some of you is to conquer your addictions to sin. Yeah, and the moment you conquer that addiction, you will just be healed instantly. Some of you, all you need is to conquer hatred and bitterness and unforgiving heart. Yeah, we have some Christians, they don't forgive. They say, no, over my dead body, I cannot forgive that person. I cannot forgive that person. Maybe that is why you are not yet healed, because you refused to forgive the person that hurts you. Yeah. So some of you, all you need is to conquer the pride that is in you, the unforgiving spirit that is in you, the anger that is in you, the bitterness, hatred that is in you, the lust that is in you. So some of you, that is just all you need to conquer. And immediately you conquer that walk of darkness, you will just be healed instantly. I'm not talking theory. I'm talking practical, what we have seen, how people conquered darkness and they got healed instantly. Praise the Lord. I'm also going to read 1 John, the book of 1 John, chapter 3, verse 8. 1 John, chapter 3, verse 8. Well, you know what it says. If you're a Bible student, you should know what it says. But I'm going to read it. First John chapter 3, verse 8. He that committeth sin is of the devil. For the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. So for this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. So Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil, and that includes your sicknesses, your infirmities, your deformities, your diseases. They are inclusive in the works of the devil. Ask yourself, how would God be glorified? Through my sickness. I mean, except God heal that sickness, will God be glorified without healing your sickness? Of course not. So that is why they have works of the devil, because they don't glorify God. Yeah, they don't glorify God. The third point says, connect with the healing fire. Connect with the healing fire. There is a fire that heals. And that fire comes from Jesus. By faith, you can connect with the healing fire. There is a fire that heals. It destroys diseases. It destroys sicknesses. Sometimes people literally can feel the fire on them when the fire comes upon them. And immediately they get healed. There's a fire that heals. And it comes from Jesus. Now, if you read Matthew chapter 3, verse 11 to 12, Matthew chapter 3, verse 11 to 12, this is John the Baptist speaking. Hi. Indeed, baptize you with water unto repentance. But he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to be. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Hallelujah. Verse 12. Whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat into the garner, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. So there's a fire from God that comes upon you and immediately begin to separate what is of God in your life from what is not of God. There's a fire from Jesus that comes upon you, and immediately the fire begins to separate what is of the light from what is of darkness. And the fire begins to burn those things that are not of the light. So even as I'm talking right now, that fire can come upon you and begin to burn the things that are not of God. in your body, the things that Jesus did not plant in your body, the things that Jesus did not put in your body. Jesus don't want them to stay in your body. What he did not put there. Now let's move to the fourth point. Point number four. Submit to Jesus. The victory giver. Submit to Jesus, the victory giver. Submit to Jesus, the giver of victory. You know, we have many Christians in the church today who want victory, but they are not willing to surrender to Jesus. They are not willing to submit to Jesus. So they feel like, I don't want to be following someone else's will. I have my own will. So I want to have my own way. I don't want to submit to another personality's will. So they are not willing to surrender to Jesus. But they want Jesus to give them victory. They want the name of Jesus to produce victory in their lives. But they are not willing to submit to Jesus. It cannot work. Now, if you look at the book of James, chapter 4, verse 7, it says, submit yourselves to God. That's the first thing it says. And then it said, resist the devil and he will flee. Submit to God first. So now after you have submitted to Jesus, you have surrendered to Jesus, when you now exercise authority on the devil and his works, that authority will produce results instantly. Yeah, but let's say you are a Christian, or maybe you are not yet a Christian, but you just go to church, you attend programs, prayer programs, church meetings, and then you are always asking for miracles. Jesus, save me. Jesus, heal me. Jesus, deliver me. But you have not surrendered to Jesus. You have not laid down your own will and say, Lord Jesus, today I follow your will. From today I follow your ways. From today I obey you. From today I please you. If you have not done that, it will be difficult for you to exercise authority over sickness, and sickness will go. If you have not submitted to Jesus, it will be difficult for the name of Jesus to work in your life. So you must submit to Jesus. You must submit to Jesus to be able to walk in the victory of Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm going to read John chapter 5 verse 14. Then we will go into, after that, we'll go into prayers. John chapter 5 verse 14. John chapter 5 verse 14. Afterward, Jesus findeth him in the temple and said unto him, behold, thou art made whole. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come unto thee. Yeah, Jesus, this man was born blind, and Jesus healed him. He was healed instantly. Okay. Okay. Sorry, is not that one is in John chapter 9. This man was the man at the pool of Bethesda. Yeah. He was the man at the pool of Bethesda. The impotent man. Yeah. He couldn't walk. He couldn't walk. Yeah. And Jesus healed him. But after Jesus healed him, yeah, the Bible says he had that infirmity for 38 years. If you read John chapter 5, verse 5, yeah, the Bible says he had an infirmity 38 years. He had that infirmity for 38 years. And then Jesus healed him. But Jesus said something. He said something in verse 14 to him. I read in verse 14. Afterward, Jesus findeth him in the temple and said unto him, Behold, thou art made whole. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come unto thee. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come unto thee. Yeah, so and I'm so sure that God is going to heal some people here today. Yeah, so if today you got healed, Jesus is saying, sin no more. Yeah, and even before you will get healed, sin no more, lest a worse thing come upon you. So the reason why some people, after they have been healed, they fall sick again is because they went back into sin after they had been healed. Though some of them, the same sickness might not come back, the same sickness that God took away from their bodies might not be the next problem that will come upon them. Yeah, but some of them, another captivity comes upon them, another problem comes upon them. Even after God has healed them, they fall into other captivities and troubles. Why? Because they fail to submit to Jesus. They just want healing. Jesus, heal me. So once they get the healing, they say, bye-bye, Jesus. Yeah, they come to Jesus. They say, Jesus, heal me. Jesus, deliver me. And once Jesus does the healing and deliverance, then the next thing is, Jesus, bye-bye. Jesus, bye-bye. So they are not submitting to Jesus. They failed to submit to Jesus. They failed to surrender to Jesus. They failed to continue to follow Jesus. And that is why a bigger problem came upon them. So I believe many of you will not be like those kind of people, because even now, you will surrender to Jesus. And in the name of Jesus, we walk in your life. Great wonders. great wonders. Amen. So we're going to be praying right now. I'm going to mention some prayer points for you to pray. Like three prayer points. And after that, I will be praying for you. And I'll be praying on the water that you have gotten ready. And the power of God will walk through that water to heal you. Amen. So I want you to pray this prayer. You're going to say, Father, have mercy upon me. You're going to say, Father, have mercy upon me in whatsoever ways I have partnered with the works of darkness. In whatsoever ways I have embraced the works of darkness. You're going to say, Father, have mercy upon me. Forgive me. Forgive me. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, have mercy upon me. Have mercy upon me. Have mercy upon me. Forgive all my wrongdoings. Whatever I have done that is in agreement with the works of darkness, that have brought my life in cooperation, in connection with the works of darkness. Oh Lord, I repent. Have mercy on me. I believe you're praying like that. Say, Lord, I repent of everything I have done, consciously or unconsciously, willingly or unwillingly, that have brought me in agreement and in covenant with the works of darkness. Oh Lord, forgive me today. Show me mercy. Show me mercy. Show me mercy. Show me mercy and forgive me. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. The second prayer point, you're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head like this. Place your right hand on your head like this. And you're going to say, let the healing fire of Jesus pass through my body and soul and spirit and consume all the works of darkness. You're going to say, let the healing fire of Jesus, thank you, Lord, pass through my body and soul and spirit and consume all the works of darkness. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Don't forget, place your right hand on your head and begin to pray like that. So let the healing fire of Jesus, let the healing fire of Jesus, let the healing fire of Jesus pass through my body and soul and spirit and destroy all the works of darkness going on there. Right now, in the name of Jesus, healing fire of Jesus pass through my body. I believe you're praying like that. Place your right hand on your head. Begin to say, healing fire of Jesus, pass through my body, pass through my soul, pass through my spirit. Destroy every works of darkness going on there right now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. That the Lord is showing me that there's a woman who have suffered. You have suffered a problem for 13 years, you have suffered a problem in your body for 13 years. God is healing you. God is healing you. Continue to pray. God is healing you. So let the healing fire of Jesus pass through my body and soul and spirit and heal me and destroy the works of darkness going on there. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, the last prayer point you're going to pray before I'll be praying for you, the last prayer point you're going to pray, you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, change the atmosphere of my life. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, change the atmosphere of my life to a divine atmosphere where there is no captivity. So, Holy Spirit, change the atmosphere of my life. Change the environment of my life into a divine environment, into an environment of fire, into an environment of power where sickness cannot survive, where diseases cannot survive, where chains of slavery cannot survive. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. I believe you're praying that the power of God is here. And that power is there where you are. So, oh Lord, change the atmosphere of my life into an atmosphere of fire that cannot permit sickness to stay in my life, that cannot permit oppressions of darkness to stay in my life, the atmosphere of fire and power that cannot permit slavery, limitations, bondages, possessions of demons to stay in my life. Oh Lord, bring that atmosphere upon me. Now, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I'm going to be praying for you now. Like I have said, please place that water in front of you, or you can hold it in your hands. Remember that the Bible told us how handkerchiefs and aprons were taken from the body of Paul, the apostles. And those items were taken to where sick people were, even people that were possessed of demons. And the Bible told us that by the handkerchiefs and aprons of Paul, sicknesses disappeared and demons ran out of people's lives. Now, in this place, there's someone greater than Paul. There is Jesus right here. Jesus right here. And Jesus is going to anoint that water to do mighty miracles, even to heal people that are not in this meeting. Yeah. So just hold the water in your hands or put it before you as you're listening to my voice and as you're watching. Put that water before you or hold it in your hands. Father, thank you because you are so faithful. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your fire. Thank you for your presence. Thank you, Lord, for your dominion and authority you have made available right here, right now. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for the souls that have connected to this Healing Streams program. Thank you for they are blessed already. Thank you for great things you're going to do right now in their lives. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that as your heavens are opened right now, begin to descend upon your people. In your power, descend upon them. In your fire, descend upon them. In your anointing, descend upon them now. Upon the bodies of these people, upon their souls, upon their spirits, Lord Jesus, come upon them. Now, in the name of Jesus, let the power of Jesus come upon you now. In the name of Jesus, I decree that the fire that produces healing and deliverance take possession of that water you have presented before the Lord. Let the power and fire that produce healing and deliverance enter into that water right now. Now, Mahashte in Heshishinagala. Now, thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. As this water touches the organs of people's bodies, the blood of people, the tissues, the cells in the bodies of people, the bones in the bodies of people, even in your own body, there shall be instant healings, instant healings, instant healings, instant healings, and deliverances in the name of Jesus. Even the dead shall rise by the eternal life that Jesus gives in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah, remain blessed. You can drink the water. Yeah, and you can take it to wherever sick people are, and they will be healed. Amen.